Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's our 5-Minute Friday. I want to talk to you all about filler and why filler does not make your face sag. So it's such a common question that I get, and it is an urban myth to think that using filler is going to stretch your skin and make you have sagging of your face after the fact, and also to think that filler would cause your skin to age faster. So I get this question all the time, and I think it's a common misconception. Patients often think, and their friends have told them, that if you use filler, you're going to stretch your skin, and then for the rest of your life, you're going to need filler. And then for the rest of your life, if you don't use filler, you're going to have heaviness, sagging, drooping, and issues from the filler changing your skin. So let's just put that incorrect statement straight. So the real fact of the matter is your face is constantly in a state of flux. You are deflating, you are drooping, you are having gravitational changes, you are having fat pad resorption. And as youth passes, the normal youthful fat pads of the face are also shrinking and deflating. And that is just the way that Mother Nature has built our faces. When you're 20, you have these robust and lovely cheek fat pads, under eye fat pads, and jawline fat pads. And these are all maintaining and supporting the skin. When the fat pads are very robust and significantly plump, they give a lot of support to the skin. And so your skin and your face look supported. You don't have lines, you don't have drooping, you don't have heaviness of the lower face. When we get older, these things change. The fat pads deflate. If you've ever had rapid weight loss or weight gain or weight changes, you know that losing face fat can be very difficult for beauty, because once you lose your facial fat, you really can't eat it back. You can't have extra cheesecake and assume that it's going to end up as beautiful cheek fat. Usually it's going to be the other, like getting bigger butt cheek fat or bigger tummy waist fat, and not necessarily go to the right places like your face. So as you lose facial fat, it's very important to replace that volume with something like facial fillers. And you're the first generation of people out there, this generation, that has the ability to prevent these aging changes that happen in normal faces by using facial fillers. Dermal fillers are very safe. Dermal fillers have been around now for greater than 10 to 15 years. In fact, some of our dermal fillers and collagen stimulating fillers have been around for 20 years. And these fillers do create new collagen every time we use them. Some of our collagen stimulating products like Radiesse or calcium hydroxyapatite and Sculptra, which is poly-L-lactic acid, these are the collagen superheroes. Not only do they make your skin supported, lifted, and lovely, but they also build and produce and stimulate collagen production. They have neocollagenesis. So those are the best fillers for making your skin maintain itself by automatically turning on collagen production. And the other fillers that work instantly, that look great when you use them, you'll see results right away, would be the hyaluronic gel fillers. And these are fillers that you use when you want to look good this summer, you got a wedding to go to, you need to look good right now. And you rent these fillers for a year. The gel filler is a very nice component of normal. It's made of hyaluronic acid. It's a very nice component of normal skin. And when you're aging, you are losing hyaluronic acid filler. The gel fillers, the hyaluronic gel fillers, are made of hyaluronic acid. That's a component of normal skin. As we age over time, and by age 50, 50% of the skin's hyaluronic acid is depleted. So you're not that plump, juicy person that you used to be. So when you use hyaluronic fillers, like for example, the Juvederms, the Restylanes, the Bellateros of the world, these fillers are going to be wonderful. They look good right away, and they create that nice, lovely lift, support, and turgor of the skin that's improved, so that wrinkles look softened and heaviness looks lifted. But they are rented for a year. Once the fillers break down and degrade, they are gone. And they do stimulate collagen lightly, just because we're using a needle. We are creating some tissue trauma. We are helping the skin underground to remodel. By that very act of poking, you get some mild collagen production. So overall, collagen is created by fillers. So when you use a filler, your skin does not get worse. Your skin actually improves. And whether it's small amount of improvement with the gel fillers because of actual tissue trauma from the needle, or it's a large amount of improvement from collagen stimulating fillers because those turn on your collagen production, all of these fillers are great for your skin, and your skin will be better off overall than if you had never used any filler at all. You definitely have the option to go with Mother Nature, but let me tell you, she is rough on the aging face. Mother Nature, she's kind of a bitch with aging. And unfortunately, when you don't replace your facial fat, you will have deflation, drooping, jowling, and these kind of changes where the skin then looks like it's too much skin, and then you don't have any alternative other than facelift to tighten, pinch, and trim the excess skin. So it is officially an urban myth that using filler makes your skin worse, and that using filler stretches your skin, and that you shouldn't use fillers. Because someone told me that today, and I wanted to set the story straight for you guys that fillers are definitely an important part of maintaining a lovely, rested, and youthful appearance to your face. So there you have it. That's my 5-Minute Friday, all about why fillers are great. They don't mess up your face, and you definitely should try them. And listen to my other podcast. You can find me on Tuesdays doing an hour-long or 35-minute-long podcast, and find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. That's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. I am selling some wonderful, wonderful skincare. I actually have use the skincare on myself daily. I have researched this product line for the last 15 years, and it's been tested and true. It's safe, cruelty-free for animals. It's made with botanicals and the highest quality ingredients, and I just absolutely love it. I get so many free samples, and there's nothing better than my own skincare line, which I am deeply committed to, so I hope you guys will try it. That's it for now, everybody. Don't forget to send me some comments and subscribe to the podcast so you can learn and stay beautiful.